弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们开始前，我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray first.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢你。
Father, we come before you to give you thanks.
主，又是一个主日，主，你又聚集你的儿女在你的殿中一同来敬拜你。
Another Lord's Day, you gathered your children here to worship you.
主，就求主你赐给我们每个在座的人属灵的平安。
Lord, please grant everyone a spiritual peace.
主，你让我们真的知道，主，你是那位昔在、今在、永在的神。
Lord, please let everyone know that you are the Lord that who was, is, and will be.
主，我们的所行、所为、所言都在你的面前。
And all we're seeing, are saying, and doing are before you.
主，今天我们一起来到你面前敬拜你，求主你真的彰显主你的荣耀在我们每个人的里面。
Lord, today we come before you. Please let your light shine and glory shine through every heart.
让我们真的是看到主耶稣基督，你为我们做了什么。
Let us truly see the Lord Jesus, what the Lord Jesus has done in us.
让我们真的能知道主，我们所行什么才能讨主你的喜悦。
Let us truly understand what we can do to obey your will.
我们谢谢主。
We thank the Lord.
祷告祈求奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
那么这一天读到一个消息，就是世界上的各个地方呢都可能出现约甲错案。
And there's a saying I heard that in the world that.Every place that you could face that injustice.
那么这种现象发生的原因之一呢，是由于很多犯罪的嫌疑人被刑讯逼供。
And oftentimes this happens because the suspect was forced to confess.
那么被各种方式威胁或者是诱惑。
And they were threatened or lured to confess something.
那么最后忍受不了肉体的折磨和心理的压力。
And because they cannot take the pressure of the suffering of the physically and emotionally.
所以在极度的恐惧中，那么就用谎言来自我的认罪。
So in their fear, they lied and confessed something they never done.
那么发生冤案的约甲错案的另一个原因呢，是由于受害人指出一些统治正确的一些弊端。
So sometimes it's the because the people that point out the wrongdoings of the political power.
那么明明知道自己抵不过统治的政权。
Because they know that they cannot defeat, they cannot fight over with the political power.
但是他为了更多人的利益不受侵犯，更还愿意承担由此而招致的后果。
And because of the considering of others that they would rather to take all the blame and burden on themselves.
但所有的这些里面的约甲错案里面的受害人，当然都也是罪人。
Of course, all people that get involved inThis kind of matter, all sinners.
也是在无能为力的情况下，他们被受那么被受到这些冤屈。
So oftentimes that they were wronged because they have no power.
但是我们今天要讲到的信息中的人，可能是人类历史上最大的冤案。
So today that the person I'm going to talk about is the one that who suffered injust.The most injustice in this world.
那么它就是发生在两千多年前的巴勒斯坦地区。
And this happens 2,000 years ago in Palestine.
那么这位世上唯一的义人。
And this is the only righteous person in this world.
圣洁无瑕疵、全知全能的神的儿子耶稣基督。
And holy and perfect, without any blemish, he is the Lord Jesus Christ.
他为了成就父神的救赎计划，卑微自己，那么默默地接受犹太教会对他的审判。
So in order to fulfill the Father's will, that he humbled himself and bear all the injustice and silently take all the punishment.
那么他如此行，乃是为了把我们这些罪人从罪恶中拯救出来。
The reason he did this in order to save sinners like us.
而他自己呢，甘愿在沉默中忍受不公正的审判还有凌辱。
And for himself, that he would rather to take all the injustice and the humiliation from the sinner.
让我们把这段信息呢分成三个方面呢来一起思想。
Let us consider this in three areas.
那么第一个方面就是在主耶稣被带到公会。
So first is the Lord Jesus was brought to the council.
那么第二部分就是主耶稣在讲见证且沉默。
And the second, the Lord was silent, remained silent before the false witness.
最后一步，我们看到主耶稣因为讲真理而受到凌辱。
And the last, that the Lord, who was insulted because he speak the truth.
那我们先看第一部分，就主耶稣被带到犹太的公会。
Let us take a look at first that he was brought to the council.
那这是在我们今天的信息中第53节到54节。
It's the verse 53 and 54.
那我们先看，那么他们把耶稣带到大祭司那里，又有众祭司长和长老并文士来和大祭司一同聚集。彼得远远地跟着耶稣，一直进入大祭司的院里，和差役一同坐在火光里烤火。
They took Jesus to the high priest, and all the chief priests, elders, and teachers of the law came together. Peter followed him at a distance.Right into the courtyard of the high priest. There he sat with the guards and warmed himself at the fire.
那么从上一次的信息中呢，我们知道犹大带领一帮这个拿着棍棒的人，那么这些人呢是受文士、长老还有祭司长的指使，在深夜去客西马尼捉拿耶稣。
So last week we know that Judas the traitor that who led the scribes and the priests that who came with swords and clubs and trying to arrest Jesus.
那么当时呢，主的门徒都离开他逃走了。
And all the disciples that fled away, leave Jesus alone.
那么这里我们看到，他们捉拿主耶稣之后呢，直接把他带到了大祭司那里。
Now we know that they, after they took Jesus, seized Jesus and took him to the high priest.
而此时呢，这些文士、长老和祭司已经在大祭司那里聚集。
So those elders and scribes that they are here also gathered before the priests.
那么犹太的公会呢，它往往是由大祭司和70位犹太的领袖组成。
So the usually the Jewish council that consists of the high priest and 70 other elders.
那么可以说这个公会呢，他们是犹太教他们的最高法院，而大祭司就是他们这个公会的主席。
So the Jewish this council is act like their high court that in charge.
那么按照呢犹太律法，那么公会是不可以在夜间审理案件的。
According to the Jewish law, that the council cannot open the court in the middle of the night.
而此时呢，我们知道已经是深夜。
We know this is the deep night.
而公会的人呢，却聚集在大祭司那里。
But all the council members and people, they are all gathered in the council.
在那里，其实在等候那些人们把主耶稣带到这里。
They were waiting for others to let Jesus here.
他们就是要想在这里深夜深人静的时候呢，要进行一个非法的秘密的审判。
So they want to give Jesus injustice judgment during this middle of night quietly, without many people know.
那么很明显，这是一个预谋好的计划。
So obviously, this is a plot.
他们就是想在不被人知道的情况下，尽快的把主耶稣基督定了死罪。
So they want to judge Jesus with the death penalty without many people know.
因为呢，自从主耶稣呢骑驴进入耶路撒冷洁净圣殿之后。
So after Jesus ride the cord and the cord then entered into Jerusalem.
那么这些犹太教的领袖呢，就一直在等候机会，想要杀害耶稣。
those Jewish leaders that they waiting for opportunities to seize Jesus and kill him.
我们看一些圣经中的这个告诉我们的，比方马在马可福音的十一章的十八节，那么前面这半部分，他说祭司长和文士听见这话，就想法子要除灭耶稣。
So there's some many evidence in the Bible. For example, Mark chapter 11, verse 18 said, the chief priests and the teachers of the law heard this and began looking for a way to kill him.
那么在上前两次讲的信息，在十四章的一到二节，他这样说，他说过两天是逾越节，又是除教节，祭司长和文士也是想法子怎么用诡计捉拿耶稣，杀他，只是说。
Also recorded in Mark chapter 14, now the Passover and the feast of unleavened bread were only 2 days away, and the chief priests and the teachers of the law were looking for some sly way to arrest Jesus and kill him, but not during the feast, they said, all the people may riot.
这里我们也看到彼得呢，他还在远远的地方看着这件事情。
Here we also can see that know that Peter was looking at this matter over a distance.
其实呢，本来是在克西马尼园的时候，所有的门徒已经都逃走了。Actually,
in the Gethsemane, all the disciples they ran away.
但是呢，现在我们看到彼得呢又跟了过来。But
now Peter followed them again secretly.
那么主耶稣被带到大祭司的家里的时候呢，彼得在外面和差役一同在烤火。So
when the Lord Jesus was led to the court of the council, that Peter and all the other guards that they were warmed themselves before the fire.
那么马可福音这里呢，没有告诉清楚告诉我们彼得到底是为什么在远远的跟随主。
So Mark here didn't write the detail why Peter was following them distantly.
我们从马太福音里面26章58节可以找到一些线索。
So we can find out some detail in Matthew chapter 26.
在马太福音26章58节告诉我们说，彼得远远地跟着耶稣，直到大祭司的院子，进到里面就和差役同坐，要看这件事到底怎样。
Mark 26 verse 58. Peter followed him at a distance, right up to the courtyard of the high priest. He entered and sat down with the guards to see the outcome.
我们知道彼得他本来是主的门徒中第一个知道主耶稣就是基督的那一位。We
know that Peter is the first one that confessed that Jesus is the Lord.
那么他现在看着他所跟随的主。
Now he sees the Lord that he follows all the time that was arrested and led to this council.
那么当然他的心中肯定有很大的困惑。
And there's much fear and confusion in him.
那么说他在跟差役一起烤火，也是为了取暖，其实也是为了从这些差役的口中呢了解一些消息。
So here he was warming up himself with others. Also for the reason that he want to find out what's going on.
那么当彼得跟差役在那烤火的时候呢，那么主耶稣却在大祭司的家里面正在面对一个非法的秘密的审判。So
at the same time, the Lord Jesus now who is facing injustice judgment before the council.
当然了，那么彼得这样的远远的跟随观望，最根本的原因是他是非常的害怕。
So the reason that Peter followed the most is that he's full of fear.
那我们看主耶稣基督在里面受这些公会的审判里面在发生什么。Let
us take a look at the details inside the council.
那么这第二点我们先看主耶稣在假见证面前保持着沉默。So
let us see that how Jesus keep silent before those false accusations.
在55节到66节，我们先看55节。祭司长和全公会寻找见证控告耶稣，要致死他，却寻不着。The
chief priests and the whole council were looking for evidence against Jesus so that they could put him to death, but they did not find any.
我们知道本来呢公正的审理案件那是要找到人证或者是物证。
Usually, a just judgment, one need to find all the the human witness and evidence to prove.
那么目的是为了要证明这个犯罪嫌疑人有罪还是没有罪。
And to testify if this person that is guilty or not.
然而呢，这里的审判是事先已经定好，就要判这个犯罪嫌疑人死罪。
But this judgment is already plotted to put all the wrongful accusation on Jesus.
然后他们才去找一些支持这个死罪的证据。
Then they trying to find all the evidence, trying to support their wrongful accusation.
所以呢，不论从时间上还是从这个程序上，都是荒唐的，还是也是非法的。
So no matter if it's the whole process consider time or the whole process is all absurd.
所以本质上其实这不是一次审判，而是一次秘密的陷害。
So this is not a justice judgment, but it's a plot, secretly plot.
然而经文就告诉我们，就是他们这样子，他们也找不到任何的证据来定主耶稣死罪。
The scripture told us, even though that they couldn't find any evidence to prove Jesus is guilty.
那么为什么呢？我们看五十六节到五十九节。
Let's take a look at 56 to 59.
那么他这里说，因为有好些人做假见证告他，只是他们的见证各不相合。又有几个人站起来做假见证，告他说，我们听见他说，我要拆毁这人手所造的殿，三日内要就另造一座不是人手所造的殿。他们就是这么做见证，也是各不相合。
Many testified falsely against him, but their statements did not agree. Then some stood up and gave this false testimony against him. We heard him say that I will destroy this man-made temple, and in 3 days will build another, not made by man. Yet, even then, they couldn't find, agree with each other.
我们可以看到，很可能他们就是事先已经找了好一些假做假见证的人。
So we can conclude that they already find some false witnesses beforehand.
然而这些找的人呢，他们所说的这些假见证不能互相的统一。
But those people that whatever they say that they do not disagree with, they do not agree with each other.
所以也是不能定主耶稣死罪。
So they cannot firmly that gave the statement that Jesus is guilty.
所以，然而呢，又有一些人，他们说他们听见主耶稣好像说过一些话。
And then some people say that they heard Jesus saying this.
他们说，所以主耶稣说过说我要拆毁这人手所造的殿，三日内就另造一座不是人手所造的。
He will destroy this man-made temple in 3 days. And in 3 days that he will build another not made by man.
然而就是这也是假见证。
So this is also false accusation.
因为主耶稣在约翰福音的2:19他说过，他说你们拆毁这殿，我三日内再要建立起来。
Because in John chapter 2:19, Jesus said, you destroy this temple and I will raise it again in 3 days.
而这些做假见证的人，在假见证的人了，把主耶稣的基督的话了，他是给篡改了。
So those people that give false testimony that they changed Jesus' words.
他们把主耶稣说的你们拆毁这殿改成了我要拆毁这人手所造的殿。
So they're saying Jesus who was trying to destroy the temple.
而把主耶稣所说的我三日内再建立起来改成了三日内另造一座不是人手所造的。
And they changed that I will raise it again. Jesus said, I will raise it again in 3 days, to that he will destroy, he will build a new one in 3 days, not made by man.
本来主耶稣所说的话乃是在预言他自己将要被杀，杀日后还要复活。
The statement that Jesus gave is to prophesy that he will be killed and will be resurrected in 3 days.
而这些假见证人呢，为了陷害主耶稣，污蔑他，说他要毁坏圣殿。
But those false testimony that they are claiming that Jesus is trying to destroy the temple and made another one.
说他还要建立一座新的。不是人手所造的新的殿。
And he will build a new temple, not made by man.
所以呢，如果他们的见证是属实的，所以而毁坏圣殿呢，是要判死罪的。
So if their testimony is true that whoever destroyed the temple will be receive death penalty.
所以呢，本来他们是想迅速用这些假见证来定主耶稣死罪。
So originally, they want to use this false accusation to judge Jesus guilty.
然而呢，他们还是找不着一致的见证。
But they couldn't agree with each other with their false accusation.
而公会呢，在没有不定主耶稣死罪，找不到这些确切的证据的时候，那么大祭司他们这些公会的人呢，就恼羞成怒了。
So because the council that could not agree with one another to find the evidence to judge Jesus, so the high priest was mad.
因为他们是想用尽快的时间来定主耶稣死罪。
Because they want to judge Jesus in justice way as quick as possible.
于是大祭司呢就亲自来问主耶稣，想从主耶稣的口中找到可以定他死罪的证据。
So the high priest now himself asked Jesus and trying to find some evidence to accuse Jesus.
我们看60-61节。那么大祭司起来站在中间问耶稣说，你什么都不回答吗？这些人做见证告你的是什么呢？耶稣却不言语，一句也不回答。大祭司又问他说，你是那当称颂者的儿子基督不是？
Verse 60, then the high priest stood up before them and asked Jesus, are you not going to answer? What is this testimony that these men are bringing against you? But Jesus remained silent and gave no answer.
那么对于公会对他的虚假的指控，对于祭司长的审问，主耶稣都是闭口不言。
So before the wrongful accusation of the council and the questioning of the high priest.
其实这正是以赛亚书所53:7所预言的基督要在基督身上要发生的事。
Jesus all remained silent. This just fulfilled the prophecy that was said in the book of Isaiah.
那么这里说他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，就像羊在剪毛人的手下无声，他也是这样不开口。
Verse 7, he was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as the sheep before her shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth.
那么旧约圣经对弥赛亚的预言，那么此时呢就在耶稣基督的身上应验了。
So the prophecy that was said in the Old Testament all fulfilled on the Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们看到在这个时候呢，人们只是听到了混乱的见证。
So all the people that heard is all the confusion, that false accusation.
而且呢，没有一个见证可以定主耶稣的死罪。
And there's no evidence that can give Jesus a guilty verdict.
所以这显然呢，没有达到这个犹太公会他们的预谋。
So this did not satisfy the court and the high priest their desire trying to kill Jesus.
于是呢，大祭司呢就亲自出马来问主耶稣说，你是那当称颂的儿子，神的称颂者的儿子基督不是？
So the high priest now asked Jesus himself, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One?"
那么这里我们要有一点注意，就是犹太人呢，他们为了表现他们自己的敬虔。
The Jews that they in order to prove that they are, godly.
他们在讲话的时候呢，尽量不直接提神的名。
So when they, speak of God, that they do not want to use God's name.
他们认为提人口提神的名是不敬虔的。
So they think that they directly call God's name is ungodly.
他们认为只有神自己才能称他自己的名。
So only God himself can call his own name.
所以呢，这些犹太领袖呢，他们犹太人呢，就是用别的词来代替神的名。
So they use some other words to when they mention God's name.
所以这里的那当称颂者，就是犹太人用来指神的代名词。
So here the blessed one that is the is another way that the Jews that calls God's name.
这些在他们犹太人中间互相呢都是明白的。
So among Jews that this is their custom they understand.
所以这里句话的本意其实就是在大祭司问耶稣，你是神的儿子，基督不是。
So this actually is the meaning is that he's asking Christ, are you the son of God?
我们看一下主耶稣是有没有怎么回答的。
So let us take a look how Jesus answered.
因为这样的回答又带来了什么
？So the answer he gave, what the outcome he brings to himself.
这是我们要讲的最后一点，就是主耶稣因为讲真理而受到凌辱。
So this gives us the third point that when Jesus Christ speak the truth that he received the insults.
那么在最后的几节，就是62到65节，我们先看62节。这里说，耶稣说：“我是，你们必看见人子在那全能者的右边，架在天上的云降临。”
Verse 62, "I am," said Jesus, "and you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One, and coming on the clouds of heaven."
那么这里我们看到主耶稣不但做了肯定的回答，也就是说我是神的儿子基督。
So here Jesus not only gave them a firm answer that said, "I am the Son of God."
而且这里也告诉这些犹太领袖，他们杀了他以后，不但要看见他复活升天在父神的右边。
So he also told the Jewish leader that after they kill him, they will see Jesus.Ascended to heaven and sitting at the right hand of God.
他们还要看见将来某一天他要驾云来审判这个世界。
And they will also see one day Jesus will come on the clouds of heaven.
那么此时呢，他们在审判这位救主，而将来有一天他要来到这个世界来审判所有的这些人。
Now the Jews that they are judging Jesus, the Lord, but one day this Lord will come from heaven to judge them.
我们也知道，那么在这个之前呢，所有的人，主耶稣根本就不想让人知道他是谁。
So we know that before this, that Lord Jesus does not want.Too many people to know his true identity.
而此时他自己公开地向他们宣布，他就是神的儿子，耶稣基督。
But now he publicly opened to proclaim that who he is.
因为他知道他的时候到了。
Because he knows that his time is here.
他来到世上就是为了这件事的发生。
So the reason he come to this world to make this happen.
那么前面耶稣基督所说的这些话，那么其实也是在旧约里面有，旧约里面还有新约里面都有这样的启示。
So the saying that Jesus spoke here that also recorded in other places in the Old Testament and New Testament.
那么在诗篇的110篇的第一节。那么这样说，他说：“耶和华对我主说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你的仇敌做你的脚凳。”
So in Psalm 110, Verse 1, the Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet.
那么在启示录的一章七节也这样写道，他说看哪，他驾云降临，众目要看见他，连治他的人也要看见他，地上的万族都要因他哀哭，这话是真实的，阿们。
And in Revelation chapter 1, verse 7, look, he's coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the peoples of the earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen.
所以主耶稣在这里，那么告诉他们，现在他做这一切，乃是为了拯救将来相信他的人，而现在也是告诉他们，将来他们也必然会受到公正的审判。
So here Jesus tells them this is because he wants to tell people that one day he will judge all the people justly.
那我们再看下面63到64节，大祭司就撕开衣服说，我们何必再用见证人呢？你们已经听见他这既往的话了，你们的意思如何？他们都定他该死的罪。
Back to Mark chapter 14, verse 63. The high priest torn his clothes. Why do we need any more witness? He asked. You have heard the blaspheme. What do you think? They all condemned him as worthy of death.
那么这里通过大祭司的这些言行表明，他和所有这些这里在座的犹太人都听懂了主耶稣他的宣告。
So through high priest's reaction that all people that's there that they understand that Jesus' proclamation.
他们清楚地听到主耶稣说，他就是神的儿子，就是基督，就是神。
They heard Jesus clearly that he is the Son of God and he is the Christ.
而这些犹太领袖们呢，以为他们在为神站台。
But the Jewish leaders, they thought they were fighting for God.
而实际上，他们却定了他们自己的罪。
But actually, they already condemned themselves.
他们不是没有听清楚，而是他们完完全全听清楚了，是他们的不信。
It's not like they do not understand, clearly, but they know they understand clearly, but they reject to believe.
因为他们不是要听主耶稣的证词，而是他们硬着心不信他，也就不信他所说的一切。
They are not trying to listen to Jesus, his own testimony. They heard, but they refused to listen.
那么如果有一个人无缘无故地自称自己是基督，是神的儿子，是神。
If a person that without any reasoning that they call themselves the Son of God and the Christ.
那确实是他在说既往的话。
Then indeed, he is blaspheming.
但是我们知道，有史以来没有一个人敢胆这样自称。
But we know that in the history that there's no one that dare claim that.
而此时又是在犹太人的公会里，又是在他们的最高法院这样讲。
So now it's in the Jewish council and their high court that Jesus claimed that he is.
那么这些这里我们也再次的看到，这些犹太领袖不是要得到主耶稣的证词，而是要完全要陷害他。
So now we know that their motivation is not trying to hear Jesus' testimony, but is trying to put all the blame on him.
他们凭自己的主观判断，主耶稣绝对不是神。
And according to their own subjective thinking.And judgment that they refuse to accept Jesus Christ is God.
而是一个胆大妄为的人。
But is a person who was blaspheming.
所以呢，在他们还没有捉拿主耶稣以前，他们早就定了主耶稣的死罪。
So before they arrest Jesus, they already condemned Jesus to sin.
所以我们也再一次知道，这不是一个审判，而是一个预谋的陷害。
So we know that this is not a just judgment, but it's a premeditated plot.
本来那些做假借的人、假借证的人，该受到审判，该受到定罪。
So it is those who give false testimony should receive the judgment.
这也是律法第十条，这是十诫里面的一条所规定的。
So this is also the law from the Ten Commandments.
可见这些口口声声说守神律法的人，他们随时随地都在破坏神的律法。
So those that who claim they obey God's commandment, actually they're twisting it and disobeying.
他们没有把这些犯罪的人真的绳之以法，而反而把做假戒的人和而反而和这些做假戒的人串通一气，要来谋害主耶稣。
So they not only they did not put those who are guilty, but they actually accuse one that who are not guilty.
以至于这些公会的所有的人一致认为主耶稣犯了死罪。
So now the whole council, they all agreed with one another that Jesus Christ should receive death penalty.
他们一定要把主耶稣要处死。
So they want to kill Jesus.
其实这实在是一个最大的冤案。
So this is truly a wrongful judgment.
那么这些硬心的犹太人、犹太领袖呢？他们不但定了主耶稣死罪，还继续的在凌辱他。
So not only they gave the death penalty to Jesus, but they also continue to humiliate, mocking Jesus.
那么这六十五节说，就有人吐唾沫在他脸上，又蒙着他的脸，用拳头打他，对他说：“你说预言吧。”才一接过他来，用手掌打他。
Verse 65, some began to spit at him. They blindfolded him, struck him with their fists.And said, "Prophesy!" And the guards took him and beat him.
那么这里我们看到，他们定了主耶稣死罪还不够，又一起来凌辱和对他进行身体上的攻击。
So not only they gave Jesus a guilty verdict, now they start spit and mocking and beat him.
他们不信主耶稣是神是弥赛亚，反而认为他是一个说既往话的人。
They do not believe Jesus is God and is the Messiah, but they blame that Jesus is one that who is blaspheming.
他们认为主耶稣在亵渎神。
They think Jesus was blaspheming God.
因为他们不信他是神，也就不信他的全知和他的全能。
Because they do not believe Jesus is God, so they do not believe he's omnipotent, omniscient.
所以就故意蒙住他的头，打了他之后，又让他说预言。
So they covered his head and strike him with their fist and ask him to tell who did that.
其实就是这些也是神早已在旧约中预言到的。
So these are also prophesied that in the Old Testament.
那么在约伯记的六章十节这样讲，他说：“他们向我开口，打我的脸，羞辱我，聚会攻击我。”
So in the book of Job, chapter 16, verse 10, men open their mouths to jeer at me; they strike my cheek in scorn, and unite together against me.
所以这里，所以前面和这些我们都看到。那么圣经上关于主耶稣基督的预言，那么都在一届一届的应验。
So here up to here, we know that all the prophecy that was said in the Old Testament all fulfilled in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们也更相信圣经，它就是神所默示的神的话语，它不是人自己想出来。
So we truly now know that scripture is God's His own words. That is not like man-made.
那么总结今天的信息呢？我们可以看到一个巨大的这种反差。
So today we can see the clear comparison here.
那么硬心瞎眼的罪人和恩慈良善的神的儿子耶稣基督。
And a man that who is hard-hearted and spiritually blinded versus Jesus Christ, who full of mercy and grace.
那么创造天地万物的主，为了拯救我们这些罪人，完全的舍己。
The Lord who have created the whole universe, in order to save us, that who suffered under man.
那么他本是尊贵至高的，却甘愿成为 最卑微的。
And he is the one worthy all the glory and the respect, but now he come as man and suffer all the humiliation.
那么他本是全知全能的，却因为讲真理被罪人凌辱、嘲笑和野蛮的攻击。
So he's all knowing and all omission, but now he put himself under man's hand and suffer.
只是他却不开口，也不还手。
And he remains silent and did not pay back what the man deserves.
他本来是那位审判全地的主，却在接受罪人对他非法的审判。
He is the one that truly will judge the world, but now he's receiving injustice from man.
他做这一切都是因为你我的罪。
Whatever he was done here, that was for our benefit to save us from the sin.
他知道罪人不悔改的可怕的结局。
He knows the terrible outcome if a sinner that do not repent.
所以他一生就是在传扬基督赎罪救赎的福音。
So all his life, he's proclaiming the gospel and trying to save people.
最后自己呢，为我们死在了十字架上。
But he himself finally, who died on the cross,
舍弃了他自己的生命
and gave up his own life.
为的是使凡信靠他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
So for the purpose of those that who believe in him, that who has eternal life and never perish.
那么今天的信息里面呢，我们可以思想下面这么几个问题。
So we can ask our own some questions.
那么当我们跟随主耶稣时，我们总是远远的跟随，还是想尽可能紧紧的跟随他呢？
When we follow the Lord Jesus, do we follow him distantly, or we follow him closely?
我们是想远远的观望他呢，还是想把完全交托在他的手中，让他拉着我们的手？永不分离呢？
We only see from the distance, find out the outcome, or we commit ourselves into His own hand.
那么世人说我们是基督徒的时候，那么只是因为我们去教会呢，还是我们有什么和世人的不同呢？
So when the world calls us Christian, is it only we go to church, or we are different from the people in this world?
那么另一个问题，我们想一下，就是主耶稣因为传讲救赎的真理，受凌辱和身体人身的攻击。
Another thing we can consider is when Jesus was speaking the truth, that he was suffering under the sinners.
他也让我们这些做他门徒的人，在传讲重振全备的福音时，也要做好这一切的预备。
He also warned his followers, when you speak the gospel truthfully, that you will face all the persecution.
那么当我们传福音时，我们既要讲神的爱和救恩。
So when we speak the gospel, we tell people about God's love and salvation.
也要讲人的罪、罪人的悔改和神公义的审判。
We also need to speak sin of man and repentance and God's righteous judgment.
我们讲这样，我们这样的做事呢，必然会带来人的反感、攻击，甚至是侮辱。
So when we say this, all this truth, that we will receive injustice, and even people that fear, refuse to listen or dislike us.
那我们这样做的时候呢？那我们是遇到这些时候呢，我们是妥协呢，还是愿意合主一同受苦呢？
So should we give up and retreat, or we want to suffer like the Lord?
让我们用主耶稣的两句话来结束我们今天的信息。
Let us encourage ourselves with sayings from our Lord.
那么在路加福音的六章二十六节前半部分，他说：“人都说你们好的时候，你们就有祸了。”
It's in Luke chapter 6, verse 26. Woe to you when all men speak well of you, for that is how their fathers treated the prophet.
那么在马太福音的五章十一节，他说：“人若因我辱骂你们、逼迫你们、捏造各样坏话毁谤你们，你们就有福了。”
In Matthew chapter 5, verse 11, "Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me."
我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前，为着主你圣经中的话语启示我们来感谢你。
Father, we come before you. We give thanks for you have revealed yourself in your scripture.
主，你用你的话语启示我们，是让我们明白主你的真理。
Through your words that you let us understand all the scripture from you.
让我们明白救恩的宝贵。
And let us understand the preciousness of the salvation.
也让我们明白跟随耶稣基督的代价。
And also let us understand the cost when we follow the Lord.
主，就求主你常常这样教导我们，让我们能够完全的来依靠你，不是依靠我们自己。
So teach us so that we will trust you and follow you and not our own self.
也让我们就像主你一样，能够预备承受一切，因为你名的缘故，我们面对的一切的这些逼迫或者是这些苦难。
So let us just be like you, that we can overcome all the persecution and all the injustice when we speak the truth.
让更多的人听着主你完备的福音，主能够来到你的面前来归向你。
So that more people can hear your the fullness of your gospel and they can repent and follow you.
我们谢谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.